big thing. Late for my job and the traffic was bad. Had to borrow 10 bucks from my old man. It ain't no big thing. I went to a party last Saturday night. I told you that story, it'd be alright. It ain't no big thing, but I know what I like. I know when I'm dancing with you, and I know what you like.
Hello, Peg.
Did you know it was me, Al?
I actually heard God laugh.
Honey, I have great news. Mom has taken her first step since her heart attack.
Did you alert Tokyo?
You know, she never liked you, Al.
That's because I'm not cream-filled. Goodbye, Peg.
You better come on in my kitchen. How's it going to be raining outdoors?
I trusted this business arrangement with the Archbishop. I trusted him. I was sure his honesty was beyond a doubt. But, as you see, I'm now the victim of a swindle. They're stalling me. Vast monies have gone to the Petsnavanti in high political places, and the Vatican Bank is the guarantor.
If what you say is true, there will be a great scandal.
Look at this stone. It has been lying in the water for a very long time, but the water has not penetrated it. Look. Perfectly dry. The same thing has happened to men in Europe. For centuries, they have been surrounded by Christianity. But Christ has not penetrated. Christ doesn't live within them. What happened?
Is it possible that you could get me something sweet? Some orange juice, anything, candy?
Per favore, una salumuta d'arancia dei dolci.
C'ho diabetes. Blood sugar goes low.
Understand.
When I'm under stress, sometimes this happens.
Understand.
To come to you on such a delicate matter. Accusations against your archbishop was difficult for me.
The mind suffers, and the body cries out. Like to make your confession?
Your Eminence, I'm it's been so long. I wouldn't know where to it's been 30 years. I'd use up too much of your time, I think.
I always have time to save souls.
Well, I'm beyond redemption.
No. Potete andare via per 2-3 minuti, per favore. Grazie. I hear the confessions of my own priests here. Sometimes the desire to confess is overwhelming, and we must seize the moment.
What is the point of confessing if I don't repent?
I hear you are a practical man. What have you got to lose? Son.
I betrayed myself. I killed men. And I ordered men to be killed.
Go on, my son. Go on.
It's useless.
Go on, my son.
I
like you. I ordered the death of my brother. He injured me. I killed my mother's son.
I killed my father's son.
Your sins are terrible, and it is just that you suffer. Your life could be redeemed, but I know that you don't believe that. You will not change. Ego te absolvo, in nome de Patris, Filii et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen.
Turning when we lie. down together. Are you thinking of him? There's some things about love that never let go. There's some things you don't wanna know. In the cold, lonely morning, in the heat of the night, you don't know what you'll do to make you feel right. There's some things about love that never let go. There's some things you don't wanna know. There's some things we never should say. It's not worth the price that we should tell. The heart we have in us is deep as a well. There's some things about love that never let go. There's some things you don't want to know. There's some things about love that never let go. And there's some things I don't.
خسرو وزیری و ویکتور وینتر و همه دنیا الدروشا ان من شما را میشناسم. بله بیا آیت الله جین اوکلند و همه دنیا جانک یارداگ و مردم ایران همه شما را میشناسه، مخصوصا مک شارپ ان اشمیارج مک شارپ و همه دنیا. بله بیا آیت الله والی کاربو ورنگاریا من شما را میشناسم مولا. بله بیا آیت الله خمینی و مردم ایران کمالا کمالا روشن آلا بیا آیت الله من شو
Thank you.
out this body of mine.
Friend of yours.
There I was, so awfully dead in that electric chair. I didn't like it. Would you? It's upsetting. There was still so much killing to do, and there I was, in the void, without a body.
But then along came, well, you know, my friend, one of them, those others there, the cruel ones, the master. And he thought that my work should continue, but in this body, in particular, in fact, ooh, let's call it revenge. A certain matter of an exorcism, I think, in which your friend Father Karras expels certain parties from the body of a child. Certain parties were not pleased, to say the least. To say the very least. And so my friend, the master, devised this pretty little scheme as a way of getting back, of creating a stumbling block, a scandal, a horror to the eyes of all men who seek faith, using the body of this saintly priest as an instrument of, well, you know my work. But the main thing is the torment of your friend, Father Karras, as he watches while I rip and cut and mutilate the innocent, his friends, and again, and on,
he is inside with us! He will never get away! His pain won't end!
Oh, gracious me. Was I raving? Please forgive me. I'm mad.
I see a mansard roof through the trees. I see a salty message written in the eaves. The ground beneath my feet, the hot garbage and concrete. Now the tops of buildings, I can see them too.
Building's I can now was arrested, charged with a crime. You've got to plead innocent, 'cause darling, you're not mine. Oh, why should it happen to me? Well, a crime hammered on me. The policeman said maybe, the judge, he can't agree. The jury keep on guessing, but the DA says it me. Oh, why should it happen to me? Well, a crime hammers on me. The lawyer said plead guilty and tried to cop a plea. But why should I plead guilty when you don't belong to me? Oh, why should it happen to me? Well, a crime hammers on me. The judge, he can't agree. The jury keep on guessing, but the DA says it's me. Oh, why should it happen to me? Well, a crime hammers on me.
Stand the pain of being in church. How much pain can you bear? Christine, come to me. I am the one you've been waiting for. I am the answer to your prayers.
In the name of God, I order you to leave here now. May the wrath of God destroy you.
Years you have waited for my return, and behold, you have failed. And with your last breath, you shall bear witness to the end of days.
I can feel the castle. Hooked up over there. That's very pretty. I like that. I like that memory.
I don't think he understands, Randolph.
Oh, but Marte, I do understand.
William.
Yes.
This is your home.
Uh-huh. Right.
It belongs to you.
Yeah, all this is mine. I like my home. It's very nice. I have very nice tasting houses. I like
everything
it.
You see in this room is yours now.
Uh-huh. This is my stuff.
Your own personal property?
Yeah, my own personal shit.
You understand?
It's mine, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you know what I like most about my place, Randy? The curtains, man. Look at the curtains. It's beautiful the way I got this place set up, man. This is something else. I like it. The cabinets and whatnot.
Beautiful. I suppose you're going to just give me this TV set for free, huh, Randy?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Everything in here is mine, huh? Oh, I guess the stereo is mine free too, huh?
Absolutely.
This is too much for me, man. You know, I can really dig this, Randy. You know why? This kind of thing happens to me every week.
This is your house. These are your personal possessions. You will only be stealing from yourself.
Look, first you throw my ass in jail, right?
Then you're gonna drive me out here and start running some garbage to me about this is my house, this is my personal rug, and then you're gonna tell me this is my personal slave, too.
I understand how you feel, William, but the fact remains, all this is yours. You may do with it whatever you wish.
This is my stuff in my place, huh? I can do what I want with this stuff, right? This is my vase here, right? This is Billy Ray's vase, right? I own this vase, and I can play like Harlem Globetrotter shit with it, right? Okay, you want Mellow Lemon shit, right? Hey, man, I'm sorry about that.
Perfectly all right, William. It was your vase.
That's a cheap vase, man. That was a fake, right?
I think we paid $35,000 for it. But I seem to remember we estimated its value at $50,000 for the insurance company. You see, Mortimer, William has already made us a profit of $15,000.
You want me to break something else?
No.
All the time like a giant carbonated soda.
S-O-D-A, soda. I saw the little wren sitting there on a log. I asked him his name and in a raspy voice he said Yoda. Y-O-D-A, Yoda. Yo, 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 yo. Go astray, let the force be your guide, oh my Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda.